From NPR in Los Angeles, I'm Tavis Smiley. On today's program, our week-long foster care series continues with a discussion about the challenges of bringing up children in multi-ethnic foster families. Our regular commentator, Michael Eric Dyson, weighs in today on those recent controversial comments by Dr. Bill Cosby, and will introduce you to West African-born songstress, Abena. But first, the controversial policies and politics of personal responsibility. A judge in Campbell County, Kentucky, has taken his concern over the issue of personal responsibility to a level that many find disturbing. Family court judge Michael Folger has given men in his jurisdiction who are tens of thousands of dollars behind in child support payments a simple choice: get a vasectomy or go to jail. Some say it drives home an important message to shiftless deadbeats, while others argue that forced sterilization against the poor and oftentimes people of color is reminiscent of America's shameful history of eugenics. Our guests today weigh in on both sides of the debate. Attorney Jeffrey Leving is president emeritus of the Fatherhood Educational Institute and author of the book, Father's Rights. He joins us from member station WBEZ in Chicago. Jeffrey, nice to have you on the program.
Thank you.
And on the phone,
it's a pleasure.
Glad to have you. On the phone from Harrisburg, North Carolina, is Barbara Harris, director and founder of the group CRAC. CRAC is an acronym for Children Requiring a Caring Community, an organization with the aim of reducing the number of drug-affected births by paying addicts to use birth control or to undergo sterilization, and that includes men as well as women. Barbara, nice to have you on the program.
Thank you for having me.
Jeffrey, I mentioned this judge, Michael Folger, out of Campbell County, Kentucky, which covers the northern part of Kentucky. You say the judge's edict is absolutely wrong. Tell me why.
Nobody should be sterilized for the crime of being poor. I have concerns, human right violations, as certain concerns here. The right to procreate is a basic human right and a fundamental liberty which the United States Constitution protects for all Americans. And if you look at the Skinner case, Skinner versus Oklahoma, the U.S. Constitution, the U.S. Supreme Court specifically decided that you cannot sterilize habitual criminals in the United States because Oklahoma had a Habitual Criminal Sterilization Act. And the U.S. Supreme Court said sterilizing habitual criminals is cruel and unusual punishment and violative of the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. So we can't sterilize habitual criminals, but we can sterilize fathers. So what scares me here is that fathers are entitled to less protections under the U.S. Constitution than habitual criminals. And that scares me. Also, what scares me about this court's decision is it reminds me of the theory of eugenics, where many people believe that the human race could be improved by preventing inferior and feeble-minded people from reproducing. And this definition of feeble-minded quickly expanded according to the prejudices of whomever made the rules. And the term came to include Eastern European immigrants, people of color, epileptics, sexually promiscuous women. And this decision scares me, because it makes me think of eugenics, because here a court is trying to prevent non-custodial fathers that may not be able to pay child support to be sterilized so they will not be able to procreate.
Let me ask you, Jeffrey, right quick, what kinds of cases are we talking about here? I mean, how much money are these deadbeat dads really behind in child support?
Well, in this case, basically, dads who have fallen $10,000 behind on their child support obligation here face the choice of sterilization or jail time. And according to this, every dad given this option was sterilized except one.
Is there a reason why we arrived or how they arrived at $10,000? What's the benchmark here?
Well, that's the court's decision, which is very unusual. And personally, I have real problems with any judge that makes decisions violative of the U.S. Constitution, and that's basically what's going on right here. I mean, this is real clear. Procreation is fundamental to the very existence and survival of the human race.
Let me get Barbara Harris involved in this conversation. Barbara, I sense you take it differently. You view this differently.
Absolutely. To me, somebody who cares greatly for these children and not the rights of their parents to just procreate, cruel and unusual punishment to me is what's happening to these children who are being conceived out of irresponsibility. Across the country, most responsible, hardworking people have the number of children that they're able to care for and provide for. And why is it that for a deadbeat dad or a drug-addicted woman that they're exempt from the same responsibility? Along with the right to procreate should come a responsibility to be able to care for the children that you're going to procreate.
It's one thing to say that there is a responsibility that comes along with that right. It is another thing, though, to suggest that either forced sterilization or even voluntary sterilization is an appropriate response to the problem, Barbara.
Well, obviously, these people are not being responsible because they wouldn't be having multiple children, which is the reason why my organization offers cash incentives for these people to use birth control. It's about the children to me. It's not about the person's right to have as many children as they want. If it takes forcing these men to have vasectomy so that they don't continue to have children that they're not there for and can't care for, then that judge is using a lot of common sense. That's my opinion.
Jeffrey?
The power to sterilize may have subtle, far-reaching, and devastating effects, and my concern is the power to sterilize, if in reckless hands, can cause races or types which are a minority to the dominant group to wither and disappear. And that's basically what the U.S. Supreme Court said in Skinner. I really am angry with this court's decision. And also, we have to keep in mind that even if these fathers are irresponsible, they still cannot be deprived of their constitutional rights. Now, these children may have been conceived out of responsibility, but the mothers are not being held accountable here, only the fathers. And that's another issue because we have a problem right now where recreational sex with multiple sex partners is irresponsible and does lead to children being born. But if you only hold the dads accountable, you're not going to solve the problem. Secondly, in this situation, if we want to really correct this problem, the way to do it is to promote responsible fatherhood, because many boys growing up are taught that to be a man, you have to engage in recreational sex with multiple women, and that proves manhood. It doesn't. Irresponsible.
Let me jump into Jeffrey, because you raised an issue that I want to get Barbara to comment on. Barbara, as you I'm sure well know, the judge in this case is, in fact, holding men responsible, to Jeffrey's point, and they are being offered sterilization or if they are $10,000 behind, as Jeffrey said earlier. But you probably know that he has ruled out giving women the option of jail time or a tubal ligation, saying it compromised a woman's health. Is that fair?
No, I believe that it should be the same for everybody, and our organization is actually willing to pay for the birth control. We're trying to contact that judge in Kentucky. We're willing to pay for these procedures because there's not enough importance put on the children, and that's the part that really is frustrating to me, maybe because I don't have a college degree and I only work on common sense. It's about the children. You know, all of these people that come forward to talk about the rights of the men or the women to have these children, what about the children? What about their right to a quality of life, to having at least one loving parent? That doesn't seem to matter to these people. All that matters is the right for these people to procreate. Well, I believe that these people are irresponsible and they should lose that right.
Hey, Barbara, what about the notion that we all make mistakes? And just work with me here for just a second. What if I, you know, end up making a mistake and yeah, maybe I was a bit irresponsible, but I end up fathering a child out of wedlock, and because of conditions beyond my control, because of unemployment, I do happen to be an African-American man. African-American males at the top of the unemployment list. So I fall on hard economic times, and as a result, I fall behind in my payment. And while I might have had a child out of wedlock, I'm not really an irresponsible person. I've fallen behind because of economic conditions. And you are still suggesting that I ought to be sterilized?
I think the judge should take each case on an individual basis. If that were the situation, then I think he should look at that. If it's people that are just having children here, there, and everywhere with every woman, which I know a lot of these are, have no intentions on working. I mean, I know personally somebody who's very close to me, actually a member of my family, who happens to be half African-American, who doesn't pay child support and has actually gone to jail for it. doesn't care for the kids, doesn't care to work. And I wouldn't mind seeing him get a vasectomy because he has no right to continue to have children he can't care for either.
Ouch. How much success are you having in your program, Barbara?
A lot. I mean, we're preventing a lot of abuse. People just need to realize this is a bigger picture than just the fact that people should or shouldn't have kids. It's about what happens to these kids after they're born, the ones growing up in foster care that you're talking about. It's about the children to me.
All right, Jeffrey, so I got about 45 seconds here left. If this judge's ruling in Kentucky is not the answer as you see it, then tell me right quick what the answer is to solve this problem.
The answer is promoting responsible fatherhood educationally in the media, because many young boys have a confused definition of manhood, and they view manhood as being supported through recreational sex with multiple sex partners. That is not manhood. That's irresponsibility. And they need to learn how important fathers are to children and how father absence can terribly hurt children. And they need this, and it's very important. And that's the type of work I try and do through promoting responsible fatherhood through dadsrights.com and also through the government. I am the chair of a government agency on responsible fatherhood in Illinois. So you have to promote responsible fatherhood. You don't do it by sterilizing men that may be poor or considered undesirable, because that is unconstitutional.
I'm out of time. That would have to be the last word on this conversation. Attorney Jeffrey Leving is president emeritus of the Fatherhood Educational Institute and author of the book Father's Rights. He joined us from our bureau, our member station, rather, WBEZ in Chicago. Barbara Harris, director and founder of CRACS Project Prevention Program. Barbara joined us from Harrisburg, North Carolina. Thank you both for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Just ahead, speaking of kids, our week-long series continues on foster care in America. Our reporter Allison Keyes explores how the issue of race presents unique challenges for foster care and adoption. It's 19 minutes past the hour.